For starters, in a nutshell, can you give a description about how the county executive form of government works compared to what Champaign County has now?
So right now, the county board elects a county board chairperson basically through the political parties. Once they are elected to office by their district, then it's selected from within. County executive is different in terms of it is a countywide position elected by the voters of Champaign County. This individual has the ability to set the agenda, to set a budget, to basically oversee the overall operations of the county on a daily basis.
Well, only one county in Illinois has a county executive right now. Of course, other counties around the country do. But why do you think Champaign County would be better off with a county executive form?
So one county does have it, and then there are two other counties that have a county chair position that is very similar. So they don't call it a county executive, so there are three counties total: Will, Payne, and McHenry.
And these are all fairly populous collar counties. Why should Champaign County join that number?
You know, we're a state in crisis, and we have a county board that's been stuck in neutral. And we really need to try something different so that we can move forward on some issues that we've been talking about for a long time in this community.
What sort of issues in particular?
The two that I think most people are familiar with are obviously the county nursing home and also the facilities, the general facilities of the county. There have been long-time maintenance issues with a lot of the facilities. We have the jail issue as well. And then, you know, the county board is responsible for a lot of infrastructure in the community. Whoever gets elected to the position is going to have to be a consensus builder. And I don't think that we have anybody in a position right now, because it's very partisan politics. I don't think we have anybody in position right now who is working to build consensus within the county board itself. And so whoever is in this position, they're going to have to spend time working with both sides of the aisle to bring consensus to the issue and moving it forward.
This idea has been brought up before, but when it was brought up before in the 1980s and 90s, there was a Republican majority on the county board, and there were Democrats such as Laurel Prussing who were bringing up the proposal. And when you look at it that way, it looks like a partisan issue. Do you see this as not a partisan issue?
We do not view this as a partisan issue. And if we have individuals out there that want to make it a partisan issue, they're welcome to do that. But we, you know, our primary concern is effective and efficient government. We have always been advocates for a pro-business climate, and you cannot have a pro-business climate unless we have effective and efficient government.
Can you talk a little bit more about that specifically in terms of the benefits for the members of the Chamber of Commerce?
So for us, you know, economic development is a priority. And when you look at the city staffs or, you know, the local villages, they clearly have a point person who's responsible for economic development, whether that be the mayor in Urbana, whether that be Dorothy David in the city of Champaign and her staff who she's designated as that person being responsible. It's not as clear at the county. It's simply not as clear. And if you ask the question, you can't get a clear-cut answer on who can speak with full authority on behalf of the county when it comes to issues related to economic development.
Laura Weiss, thank you very much for talking with me.
Thank you.